Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, final segment with Chris Sky. Running for mayor in the criminal regime of the North, people are really waking up to is a tyranny. WEF Run. What about the wildfires? For those that don't know, Canada wildfires intensify, could last all summer. Hundreds of fires simultaneously started across the country. Media blames climate change for Canadian wildfires despite arrest of multiple arsonists. Just absolutely insane. Cold Lake area man faces 10 arson charges after a string of wildfires. And you notice, how does the global warming theory explain that the forest fires stop at the U.S. border? This is so obvious. Chris Sky, what's really going on here?
Well, it's them trying to promote the climate change agenda. And whenever they're trying to promote an agenda, whether it's COVID or whether it's climate change, their number one tactic to get people to comply is fear. So now they're trying to tell everybody, oh my gosh, if you don't live in your 15-minute city, if you don't track and limit your carbon footprint, and if you don't do everything we say, oh, the forests are going to burn and everyone's going to die. Reality, they're starting those fires themselves. We already have multiple people charged with arson. We already have multiple videos emerging of freaking helicopters dropping flames on the forest. They're not dropping water on the forest. They're dropping fire on the forest. And that's how you can have hundreds and hundreds of fires start simultaneously at the same time.
I was about to say, seeing dozens of fires per region at the exact same time on satellite, even mainline retired forestry service people who, quote, the government won't hire. In every other case of big fires, they hire the retirees back to help assist and, you know, be in charge and for backup. None of them are being hired now, even guys that are 60 and just retired, because the word is it's the government doing it itself.
Yep, and they want to cause as much chaos as possible. Because like we saw with COVID, the more chaos they cause, the more control they try to take. And they know that people are not going to go along with the climate change agenda lightly. They got people to go along with COVID because there was the pressure of a public health order. There was the pressure of fines and arrests. There was the pressure of, oh my God, there's a scary virus that's going to kill you. With climate change, they're trying all the same boogeymen, but nobody's buying it. So they're literally burning down the forest. Well, to try to convince people to start living the type of life they want you to live.
I was about to say, the good news is, without even looking, Chris, Twitter and Instagram and stuff is flooded with forestry, former forestry people, locals across the country saying, this is the government doing this. It seems like people are seeing through this.
Of course. The people started seeing through the government at the end of COVID. Now we're at the point where the government, the media, and the medical establishment is the least trusted and least respected in its history. And that is what's basically setting up my run for mayor, because everybody knows the government's full of it. Everybody knows the media is part of the government. And everybody knows together they're the problem. So how do you get rid of them? You don't elect another politician. You elect a representative of the people. And how do you know I'm a representative of the people? Because I'm about to get arrested tomorrow for the 27th time, because for the last 3 years, I've been fighting for the people. Not only have I been telling people what they're going to do, not only have I been telling people how it's going to affect their lives, I've been providing solutions to every single problem these politicians have been causing.
Hey, you know, Chris, I know you got to go, but you got to do one more segment to talk about this. But let me put it on screen for TV viewers. Look at Eastern Canada. Look at the province. In 1 hour, dozens of fires all set at the same time without storms, with no lightning strikes. And experts are saying that is 100% coordinated mass arson. Look at that. I mean, that is total proof, Chris.
And that's what I was telling you. That's why I didn't even have to dwell on it that long, because the evidence is out there. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming that it was a coordinated effort started by arsonists on the ground and arsonists in the air. And every expert, everybody that's ever worked in fires or forests or any of those fields knows that this is 100% government funded.
This is the left attacking. Okay, final segment. Stay there. I'm totally behind you for mayor. Regardless, you win by being part of the debates, injecting, you know, truth. Everybody should run for office like you're doing. But the way you're being persecuted, that's how you know people are real. Trump's real. Chris Sky's real. I'm real. Steve Bannon's real. Roger Stone's real. Now, look at them. They'll call that a controlled burn, but my God, that's not how you do a controlled burn. You do a controlled burn on the side of a road or something. You don't do it right through the... Oh, my God. Actually, we'll be right back in 60 seconds. Chris Sky is our guest. But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity. Every cell in the body is essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True Nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Chris Sky, Canadian activist running for mayor in Toronto, just knocked it out of the park. Canadians know, coast to coast, hundreds of fires have been set. And in many cases, satellites show in just a one-hour time lapse, even mainstream news admits it, that it is arson. They've been arresting leftists all over setting the fires, but they all claim they're acting on their own. Just like 2020 in California, Oregon, and Washington, the left set fires everywhere to blame Trump. And to say it was global warming. So we're showing you satellite footage. It's not storms. It's not lightning. It's not an act of God. Remember, Pat Robertson, I thought overall was a good guy, died earlier last week, a few days ago. And the media would always attack him because he would say earthquakes are things should be God's judgment. Well, you could say, you know, a tidal wave or it could be God's judgment. But the left saying we've been bad and we have cars and we have air conditioners, so we're being judged by Mother Earth. But then we look at who's actually starting the fires. Clearly, this is organized. Even organized crime couldn't do what you're seeing. That's government, ladies and gentlemen. That's what former forestry officials are saying. They're saying this is military. This is happening all over the country the same day, coast to coast, okay? So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're now saying it's your fault, it's climate change, we need climate lockdowns, you have to move into the compact cities or everybody's going to burn down. And then that's what Chuckie Schumer's saying, and that's what John Kerry is saying, and that's what they're all pushing. And Al Gore is back. Remember, he said in 2009, by 2013, the cities would be flooded. Then he said 2017, they'd all be flooded. He's back saying the same thing again. So they're really, 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 really pushing this. Turns out the ice caps are bigger, not smaller. There's more polar bears, not less. They're lying to you to get you to accept having less to be poor so they can control you. Chris Sky, recap what you were saying about these incredible fires. Because remember, they said, oh, it's not the Wuhan lab. Global warming made it come out of a jungle or a cave. Oh, it's not the lockdowns that caused the third world to collapse and tens of millions of refugees. No, it's COVID that did it and climate change. So they create the policy to collapse the third world, flood us, and then say it's an act of God. But it's not an act of God. It's an act of the New World Order. Chris Sky.
Very simple. It's the same old adage, problem, reaction, solution. Climate change is the problem. The fires are the reaction. The solution is more government control over our lives, forcing us to be in the city, forcing us to have a 15-minute city, a carbon footprint tracker, a digital ID, and a digital currency, all for the greater good of climate change. And, of course, out of chaos comes order. Never the kind of order you want, the kind of order that orders with an iron fist that collapses society and destroys the opportunities for our children. So that is what we're up against. We're at the fork in the road. If we go along with it, if we go along with the climate change agenda, your children and their children are guaranteed to have less opportunity, less financial freedom, less freedom in general, and virtually no opportunity to be successful or pass success down to the next generation. So basically, humanity will be put on a standstill, and these people will retain a two-key system of ruler and slave for generations to come, barring a violent revolution.
How do we fix this and not lead into their trap of a violent revolution? Because they want to have a violent revolution, but I would say to the Declaration of Independence, and I'm not calling for violence, clearly there were less abuses when we got violent 250 years ago than there are now. So under the Declaration of Independence, it points out your inalienable right when you have a destructive tyrannical government like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Xi Jinping to stand against it. I don't think any of us disagree with that. If you, the Ukrainians claim they don't like Putin's ever right. Okay, so then what are you saying, Chris Guy?
Well, I'm saying that's why I'm running for mayor, because like we said before, Toronto is like the jugular vein of the World Economic Forum of agenda. So I'm going straight for the jugular. And when I get in there as mayor and I draft policies that block the 15-minute city, and I draft policies that block any future pandemic, and I draft policies that are going to preserve and create opportunities for the people and create revenue and GDP for the city and eliminate the budget deficit and enable and lower taxes and basically solve all the problems in a few years that the politicians spent decades foisting upon the people, the people are going to understand that everything that's happened has been intentional mismanagement with sinister intention. They're not going to trust any politician, media, or government, and it's going to create a populist uprising of normal, everyday people like me running for office at the municipal level, and we're going to have a groundswell of a grassroots revolution of political thought.
And by the way, this isn't just idle talk. The globalists in their own documents admit, if one governor or one mayor can turn back their operation, because it is artificial, we love prosperity. We can do anything. We're incredible. Everybody's incredible. Humans are incredible. If we didn't have artificial feudalism to make us poor to control us, not a new idea, it's the oldest idea of government. If we didn't have this seriously regressive idea that calls itself progressive in the way of our real progressiveness, everything with them is inversion, we'd already be, in Alpha Centauri's by now. And so, that's why they're so scared, because a few governors, take DeSantis, he's not perfect with his pedigree, but he did later stand up against their agenda, and the state did great, and he was a hero. Well, imagine having a bunch of people better than DeSantis and to spotlight how liberty is popular and works and is great.
Liberty and prosperity. When you can show the people that just a different way of managing the city makes positive, tangible differences in their lives, their communities, and the opportunities for their children, and they see their lives physically get better, that is the most addictive thing in the world. Every single person is going to want that in their city. We are going to be the envy of the entire country, and they're going to have no choice but to follow the lead that we set by example.
Yeah, let's expand on that. Well, let's expand on that. The East Coast of the United States is super gorgeous, amazing, but it's commie run. Everybody's leaving. Texas has some pretty places, but it's 110 degrees in the summer and fire ants everywhere and just all, I love Texas, but just because it's a little freer than all beautiful California, everyone's flooding here. So imagine gorgeous country like Canada free. I'd go live there. I love Canada. People say, oh, Canada's decadent, they're evil. No, they're asleep. Let me ask you that. Why are Canadians so damn nice? Because I get mad at Americans being putting up with crap, but my God, it's good to see the Canadians are starting to get pissed, though.
Yes, you know what? Canadians have been programmed to be nice. And I try to tell Canadians, I don't want you to be nice. We need to transform nice into good. And it seems like a very minor distinction, but it's not.
They think being nice is being good. It's not. Being good is being nice when you're supposed to be nice, but being real aggressive when somebody's running over you.
Thank you. Because a nice person will not stand up to tyranny. A nice person will not stand up to mandate. A nice person will not fight for their family in the face of injustice. But a good person will. A good person will do the right thing every single
time. By the way, I'm going to steal that. I am not a nice person. I'm a good person.
You can steal it all day, Alex.
No, but that's a great, what you just said is so thoughtful. It's skip the break, guys. What you're saying is so true. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I mean, I really love people. I don't like seeing people get screwed over. And remember, it's a great novel, Oil, got turned into There Will Be Blood. And he sees people doing well. And he says to his, you know, friend, he says, I don't like seeing people do well. I have a competition in me. Well, I don't like people taking what I got. But if they innovate and build something, I celebrate it. It makes us all wealthier. And so I don't have the globalist instinct to want to see people do bad. And people have to understand the Democrats are the There Will Be Blood villain, okay? They do not want, and it's the socialists, the communists, you know, the Trudeaus of the world are the most wicked, evil people behind the scenes, folks. They talk about the mindset of the WEF when you're studying.
Well, the WEF is as sinister and evil as they come, and then they pick puppets like Trudeau for the very express purpose that he looks and sounds like an idiot. And why is that beneficial? Because it's a lot easier to forgive and forget the idiot. Oh, he didn't know what he was doing. He's just being told what to do by other people. But the moment you realize that behind that goofy smile and that lisp, he knows exactly what he's doing.
You just said to me, that's why they're putting women in charge. And I'm not saying there aren't competent women, but they're putting ditzy women in.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Soon. People need to go to his website, ChrisSky4Change.com. But it's not about me, folks. It literally is just studying history, my family, what they saw, everything that I was shown as a child, everything that God put me through, and then the Holy Spirit experience when I was 18, and then again about 22. And it's 100% on Alex Jones. And I want you to know that so you understand you can dial in to the God that made the universe. God's ready to enlist you in an army for war. Psychic, spiritual, economic, cultural, physical war. And the war means getting up at 3 a.m. when your child's sick and taking care of them. And the war means cooking breakfast. And the war means being strong. And the war means planting tomatoes in your backyard and being nice to your neighbors and visiting your grandma in the nursing home. And the war means standing up to evil people and not caring what they do to you. That's the key. The war means I'm not a nice guy. I'm a good guy. And I'm not going to roll over to you. I'm not going to bow to you. And they've... All the ancients said it. It's in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. It's in the Egyptian text. It's in the all the ancient texts that there is a dimension above our dimension that is five times stronger, and then each dimension it just exponentially goes up like an earthquake goes up on the Richter scale 10 times stronger each level, like a 2 on the Richter scale is exponentially bigger than the first, and it's exponential again. And then now they've scanned everything and all these light sources and all these spectrometers and machines, and the supercomputers go, there's an outside force 5 times stronger holding us together. They had mathematicians, one in France in the 1870s, said if we can ever fly a space probe over Saturn, from my mathematical calculations, there'll be a hexagon on the North Pole or South Pole. And, of course, they flew probes over. It's on both poles because of the interdimensional vortex and all this mathematics. The point is we got powerful brains. I mean, I wasn't given a brain like those people that could, like, figure out the mathematics and Einstein-type stuff. But all I'm trying to explain to you is we've never been in Kansas. There's that saying, oh, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Baby, you were never in Kansas. And so what I'm trying to explain to you is there is a mighty God that is so mighty you can't even imagine it, that literally wants a relationship with you right now, wants to interface, boom, wants to plug in. But this God does not plug in unless you want it. Satan will sneak around and try to stick his plug in your rear end as fast as he can, and you never do what hits you. That's why they want our kids, because they don't know what they're doing. That's why we got to protect them. God does not stick his plug into your third eye until you ask for it. And God will first say, you like that? You sure you want that? And for most people, God just is a comforter and pats you on the head and I'm going to take care of you. And, you know, just we love you. And we're going to be here. You know, the angels love you. And but if God chooses you and knew you before you were created, that's not everybody. That's a lot of you out there. If you're predestined, I don't go the Calvinist view of it's more sophisticated than that. But it is true that certain people are predestined for a mission. And you literally get a commission. So everything man does is a copy of God. So it's like the Congress commissions officers and all this. Well, you as listeners commission us when you buy products and spread the word and pray for us. Okay? It doesn't mean I'm a perfect, by the way, as an officer in the fight against Satan. I mean, I'm terrible. I repent so much. Because let me tell you, I pray that I won't use the Lord's name in vain. I pray that I won't yell and scream and cuss. You notice I do it a lot less than I used to. I mean, 99% better. But I blew up in the last week on air once. It wasn't fake. I mean, I'm legitimately pissed off about what's happening, and I'm always being so truthful that when I feel like that, I can't hide it. Like when the cops pulled me over 3 years ago, and they said, have you been drinking? And I said, yeah, I had a half bottle of wine. You're arrested. And I knew it was going to happen, but telling the truth at that moment was more important than being arrested. And notice I blew under. I told him it was a half bottle of wine. I drank like an hour and a half before. But I just said, yeah, I drank a half bottle of wine. You're arrested. And it was because I tell so few lies now. I tell so few lies. I still catch myself later like, oh, that was a lie. Why did you do that? It's usually not to hurt somebody's feelings. But the more I don't lie, and I'm like one of the least lying people now that you'll ever meet. But we're lying because we're fallen. We can't help our nature. Your brain synapses gear up where they don't have to worry about lying anymore. And then it just works way better. So it's not like, oh, I'm good, I don't lie. Oh, I'm such a nice person, I don't lie. It's that you don't want your brain having to calculate lies with all the other info. You've heard like liars have to think about what they said before and keep all their stories together. It is addicting not to lie. But then at the moment of truth, have you been drinking? And I said to the man, I went, yeah, I was at a Japanese restaurant. I had half a bottle of sake. Get out of the car. And they said, stand on one leg and stand. And I said, listen, my Achilles is gone. I can't really do that, but I'll try. They said, well, you failed the sobriety test. And I said, and I'll pass the breathalyzer. Because I knew two glasses of wine, probably 2 hours before. And then now 30 minutes to the police station. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll blow under. I did blow under. And when I blew under, I said, I told you. Told you the truth there too, didn't I? So the point is, my brain couldn't make a calculation like that if there was any lying. Once you start eliminating lies, it just gets so good. I mean, it's like, because God doesn't lie either. So see, you cannot get in alignment with God unless you, and I get militarily, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, the Israelites would lie to defeat an enemy and you had spies and stuff. And I think God forgives people for that, but I, and war is deception. I understand all that, but that's why war is so evil. Because it makes us lie. And not just lying is a disease. Lying's a fallen thing. See, we already had the knowledge of good. We were pure. Then we got the knowledge of evil. And the knowledge of evil is how to run scams and how to manipulate people and get power out of it. And like, but it ends up hurting you in the end. It's just not good. I know I'm ranting. And I've got more to cover. Man, I tell you, the reason I don't cover so much of this news, I get ready for the show, is I just can't do all this justice. But I think we are doing it justice here. And, you know, the craziest part about this is feeling like you're a liar, too. You know, I told stories on this show about things I did and things I saw that were all true. Doesn't sound real, does it? But that's because I was chosen to go through all this so that I would have the understanding of experience. I was not given most of my knowledge through revelation. I was given most of my knowledge through experience because God knew I was a jackass that had to physically experience it before I knew it. And then once I went through that, then I was given revelation. And I have been given revelation. The problem is my little brain and my little soul has trouble deciphering or computing it all, but I'm trying. That's why I've been taking more time off, because I've learned, though I love being on air, the more time I spent cogitating on the information I've been given, the more effective I am at bringing you this knowledge that is out of this world, not of this world. And so I'm done talking about that. We'll go to break. And you know what I'll hit? I'll hit the Russian news. It's pretty spectacular when we come back on the other side. And then I'll get into the Southern Poverty Law Center listing you and your family as terrorists because you went to a city council meeting or a school board. Talk about dangerous, evil people. They're it. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Stay with us. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfuel Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Situation in Ukraine, and I got a bunch of these clips. Did I get the latest Lindsey Graham one with John McCain? I said the latest clip I sent him. But I played a clip last week, so Tucker Carlson, where Lindsey Graham was just over there. He's like, this is the best money we ever spent killing these Russians. God, I love it. It's really just sick how he's getting off on it. Because you're not supposed to do that. Even if a war is good, you're not supposed to be just really proud of the death and licking your lips. It's really creepy. But then I ran back into a clip we played like 3 years ago before the war officially started, and it's Lindsey Graham with John McCain when he already had a brain tumor over there, just saying, get on the offense, attack the Russians. We're going to get you the funding, we're going to get this war going. Well, 9 years ago, the U.S. government with Soros bragged about it on CNN. On Fareed Zakaria, just type in, George Soros brags about overthrowing Ukraine. They overthrow the government and burn down the Capitol building and kill a bunch of police and put their guy in, and then started attacking the Russian areas in the east that have always been Russian, and then got the Russians to come in and take over Crimea, and now they've lured them into a full war, and now there's been this, quote, offensive with hundreds of German tanks and hundreds of U.S. fighting vehicles and 30-something Bradleys and, I mean, hundreds of Bradleys, 30-something Abrams. And obviously it takes 3-1 in tank battle terminology to 3-1 to take over a position. The Russians found how much they had to lose to take over what they got. And so now they launched their offensive really a month ago, but the main offensive a week ago, and reportedly something like 500 armored vehicles have been destroyed. Something like 40-something CNN saying 30 Leopard tanks, a bunch of U.S. weapons, a whole bunch of Bradleys, because they're driving across open fields with Russian artillery just destroying the hell out of them and Russian helicopters. So I'm sad about the whole thing. I'm not cheering either side. This is disgusting, loss of life. It's dangerous. It's escalating toward nuclear war. It needs to stop. Even Henry Kissinger came out 6 months ago and said stop, and the Pope said stop, but the neocons and the crazy left, they just, I mean, you got the globalist Pope and the war criminal Henry Kissinger saying it's not good. So then I remember a few weeks ago when they blew the dam up, I get busy, I get tired. I was on air and I just mentioned, I said, hey, I remember like months ago, it was actually like 6 months ago, the Ukrainian head general said that they missiled and shelled this big dam, I always mispronounce it, the Kakaka or Kakova, and that they were ready to blow it up to flood the Russians if the Ukraine launched an offensive. So I could look at what it flooded, the main Russian defenses, and cut them off from resupply and say, well, that's probably the Ukrainians. But our media was saying the Russians did it with no proof, and the Russians denied it. So I went, well, let me, I finally got around to it a week and a half later. I said, let me go search engine news articles about Ukrainians say they're going to blow the dam up. And I found where they blew up three other dams and bragged about it, and where they said they attacked this dam, the big one, that just flooded Crimea, and that they were going to attack it, and they had attacked it. So I'm just going to show you those articles. So, I mean, it's like Biden saying, I'm going to blow up the dam, or I'm going to blow up the Nord Stream 2, and even April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador, says it. Then they do it, and they say that Putin did it with no proof. And then if you say, hey, I think the West might have done this, you get censored. Because you're telling the truth. So they blow up the biggest dam in Eastern Europe. That's what they say. It's right by the biggest nuclear reactor in Eastern Europe. Both are right there. And it floods the Russian positions. And then they say the Russians did it. It's like when Zelensky fired last year two missiles into Poland and blamed the Russians. This is very dangerous. And called for nuclear attack on Russia. I'm not against the Ukrainians. I don't want to have a nuclear war for you guys, okay? Especially if you're a corrupt regime. So just stop. You've got $200 billion. We have bridges collapsing. Veterans are homeless. I've never been to Ukraine. I'm not your enemy. But, I mean, you've got a weird gay prostitute who dresses in high heels and black fishnets saying he wants a percentage of our GDP. I mean, I just leave me alone, man. You want to go kill Russians? You suit up and you go do it. I'm not part of it. So here's some of the reports here. If anyone thinks the Russians blew up the Kakava or however, how do you say it, guys? Kakava Dam and flooded their own positions, making an amphibious assault possible while cutting off the water supply to Crimea. Seek help immediately. It's curable, but it may take time. And then it goes on. Here's some of the headlines. April 27, 2022. Ukrainians flood village to keep Russians at bay. New York Times. I got a bunch of examples. Ukraine has blamed Russia for Nord Stream, Poland missile, Kremlin drones, Dugin assassination, prison, Kremlin breach, a Kerch breach, everything. And now the dam. After you destroy Nord Stream, the bridge, the prison, flood your own positions to ensure victory, blame the Russians. And here's an article where, again, 2022, they flooded the villages by blowing up dams. Why would Ukraine do this? I don't know. Maybe Major General can explain it. The Ukrainians, he said, even conducted a test strike with a missile launcher on one of the floodgates at the dam. And they went on to say, we may blow it up to stop a Russian defense when we assault. Kakhovka Dam. Kakhovka? And by the way, obviously this is CG, computer generated, of Zelensky, but this is actually a show he was part of where he kills the Ukrainian parliament and becomes a dictator. But of course, that's what Soros really did. Let's go ahead and play the warmonger duo, McCain and Graham in 2017, is the year of the offensive. Go kill the Ruskies. Here it is.
Your fight is our fight.
Ваша боротьба – це наша боротьба.
2017 will be the year of offense.
Рік, 2017 рік буде ріком нападу.
All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Час вже за щоб вони заплатили важчу ціну.
I believe you will win. I am convinced you will win, and we will do everything we can to provide you with what you need to win.
Я вірю в те, що ви виграєте, переможете. Я переконаний в тому, що ви переможете, і ми вам допоможемо всіма можливими засобами.
Now we go kill Russians. So let me show you a new video out of Kakhovka. So now that the reservoir has gone down in that valley, it is showing the dead from World War II. And yes, it was built in 1950 after, but there were so many hundreds of thousands of dead German and Russian and Ukrainian soldiers that there's hours of these videos of just dead bodies, skeletons everywhere. One of them has the German Kurzel helmet on, because it had been strapped on. You can see the strap behind it. And he's dead in the mud, right there where he died in 1944-45. And there's just skeletons all over the place. It's all a forgotten war. It's all over now. You know, that German soldier probably thought he was fighting for the good guys. But that's where we're headed. That's what's going on here. There's a nuclear wasteland. It was once said, we don't know, you know, we know how World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons, but we know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. That was Einstein. I probably butchered the quote, but basically it's World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons. World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. And I got an Alexander Schultz and ancient quote.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the most important, influential anti-Soviet and anti-communist dissident of the Soviet Union era, and a true intellectual towering above basically anybody else. Read three of his books. Every page gives you a headache because it's so thought-provoking and powerful and deep and multifaceted. I'm going to talk about Alexander Solzhenitsyn and time into O.J. Simpson. Don't think anybody's ever done that. O.J. is a very likable fellow. You know, he gets millions of views for every Twitter video he puts out. And I've only seen a few of them, but I saw one in the feed about Trump. So I thought, let me look at a few more of his videos this morning, and one really struck me where he said it's American suicide to question the government and not trust them. No, OJ, that's the definition of national suicide. Okay? You need to love your country if it has a good constitution and system and good history. If it doesn't, you need to set up a new one. But you're the one that says Mark Furman planted your blood at the scene and planted your glove at the scene, even though the glove had a cut in it and on the same spot you had a cut on your finger from a knife. I think you killed your wife. I get it. You were pissed off. She was cheating on you and getting your money out of control. But whoever did it, the point is you say the police are white supremacists and that they framed you and you can't trust the government at the local level. I give it to you. Maybe they did. But then you turn around and say, I'm a Russian agent if I don't believe them on the shots and on everything else they lie to us about? Come on, man. You're just kissing the system's ass. So here's Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who spent decades in a forced labor camp. He says, we know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know we know they are lying. We know they know we know they are lying. But they are still lying. Now, that's a boiled down version. It's actually in one of his books. Here's the full quote. We know that they are lying. They know that they know they're lying. They even know that we know they're lying. We also know that they know we know they're lying, too. They, of course, know that we certainly know. They know that we know they're lying to us as well. But they are still lying. In our country, the lie has become not just a moral category, but the pillar of industry of this country. That is what America is run by at the top. And if we accept this, rotting from the head down, we are that. I reject it. I am not that. It's like for the LGBT people. Okay, if you don't support grooming kids and trying to cut their penises off and breast off, come out and say you're against it. Because I'm saying this is not my government. It doesn't represent me. You got to stand for something or people are going to take your identity and say that you belong to this. So here's O.J. Simpson. Who made Jim Brown's death all about him in a video. I ended up watching like 10 O.J. Simpson videos. He's a very likable guy. You can't stop watching him, actually. But I'm intellectually going, this guy's not good. I'm going, but damn, I sure like him. He'd be fun to hang out and drink a beer with. But here he is telling you, questioning and not trusting your government is what Xi Jinping wants. Oh, yeah, China owns Hollywood now. They own like 4 of the 6 production houses, and they fund all the black-on-white stuff, and whites are evil. Yes, it's actually true. But does he speak out against that? No, no, no. He just sits there and tells you that if you don't trust the voting systems or if you don't trust the Justice Department, well, you might be working for the Russians. Listen to this for yourself. Here it is.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly here. Let me see if I got this right. Don't trust the media. Don't trust our security agencies, FBI, CIA. Don't trust the Justice Department. Don't trust the executive office. And don't trust our election procedures, our voting. Isn't this what Xi Jinping and Putin? All my life, this would be called communist propaganda. And now we're doing it to ourselves. I'm just saying. Take care.
Except we have the communists in charge right now telling us our country's bad and we should all kill each other. And then we're saying you can't trust who's hijacked the country. And you go, oh, no, you must be a communist if you're against that. Here, let me play a Trump clip for you where he explains it. He says calling them globalists isn't enough. They call themselves globalists, by the way. He says they're really communist. Go ahead and roll that clip.
The stakes of this election could not be more stark. Either we have a communist state. You know, they used to use the term deep state. I'm stopping it. I'm using it Marxist. I'm using it fascist. I'm using communist because deep state is far too soft.
It is.
Far too soft.
So, OJ, Trump also talked about this because that's what's in there. I started looking at the Hunter stuff a couple years ago, and I told my crew, I'm ordering you not to look at it. I rarely tell crew what to do. I said, that's child porn. And the FBI has it. Independent media can look at it. We're going to get set up looking at this. And that's what Trump says. It's him having sex with like 12-year-olds, Hunter Biden. But the bigger thing is, he says, I'm a Chinese communist agent. I'm under control of the head of the CCP. In audios he sends out. That's real. Off the laptop, they don't deny it. So, hey, OJ, you've got the Justice Department prosecuting Trump for doing nothing while protecting Biden and people, and you're telling us we shouldn't question that? We should just trust that? You know, I bet you, if I went to, this is hypothetical, I wouldn't do this. If I went to OJ's house and I waited for him to come out to play golf in the morning, I followed him to his golf course, I could find out where he lives, go there. And I bet if I got out of my car with a machete, I said, how you doing, OJ? I want to talk to you. I bet OJ would pull a gun out or run or fight me or whatever. I'd say, hey, OJ, don't be a Russian spy. I mean, don't question this. I just got out of my car. I got a machete. I'm walking towards you. That's kind of Soviet propaganda. That's kind of Chinese propaganda that you're thinking for yourself that I'm bugging my eyes out at you, walking up on you with a machete or maybe a butcher knife, maybe a dagger. Maybe the Jews can't move as quick as you used to. The point is that when you're getting approached with a guy with a knife, what are you going to do? You're going to just think I'm there to play patty cake with you a little bit? You know all about that, approaching people with knives. So that's what I'm getting at here with you is you're doing that to lick the butt of the New World Order. You're doing that to kiss the ass of the system like you always did, and it's disgusting. So that's where I stand on O.J. Simpson. I mean, it just makes me want to throw up. Absolutely. Hey, OJ, why don't you come out against the transgender stuff with our kids? Why don't you come out against all this other stuff? No, you're just going to sit there and tell us, trust the government, whatever it does, or you're a Russian agent. I think I've heard that before. I'll give you one better, hypothetically. Well, do I really need to give you one better? We've been lied to. We've been assaulted. We've been given poison shots. And now we're tired of it. And let me tell people that serve the system, like O.J. Simpson and everybody else, you think kissing the ass of this system when it's going belly up smart, you're only going to ensure our group destruction in the process that needs to stop. I got some more news I'm going to hit as we go into the next hour. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Please remember, Owen Schroyer is coming up in about an hour and 8 minutes at InfoWars, or hour and 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. /show with the War Room. Harris and Smith doing a great job. Weekday mornings at 8 a.m. And I'm back in the saddle. I'll be doing a Saturday show and a Sunday show this week. I'll be working around the clock. So much is happening. We got a bunch of big guests coming up later in the week as well. Please don't forget that I'm not funded by big corporations or by Avis Rent-A-Car like O.J. Simpson or by George Soros. I'm funded by you. And I'm here to tell the truth, and if you want me to keep fighting in the fight, I'll do it. But I need funds to continue on. People thought we'd already be gone. We're still here. A lot of folks hung up the towel. Well, Jones is done. But our hardcore listeners, they knew I was for real. They kept backing us. And thanks to that hardcore, stalwart, hold-fast remnant minority, we're still here. But I don't want to just be here. I want to be on the offense. I got great products you already need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's Super Female Vitality just came back in stock. It's the same as Super Male Vitality. Does a great job for stamina, libido, energy for 50% off. And get Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, two different amazing nootropics, together for 50% off or individually for 40% off. Now back in stock. And I decided to keep X3 on sale at 25% off, though it's selling out. You got to experience true iodine. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.